This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So, have you heard of this amazing site called Cassidy.com?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
Oh, I had no idea.
I don't know why. I'm on there with you.
Yeah, we're on there literally every day.
Yes.
Cassidy.com is the fastest growing community in the US of swingers online, and it's an amazing place to start networking with friends.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe you take your pants off with some friends too. Who even knows?
Naked friends, I think, are the best kind of friends.
Absolutely. So not only can you get on there and meet people in your area, you can also join communities like ours, Front Porch Swingers, which is coming up on 1,400 members.
It's crazy.
Huge shout out to those of you who are in our community. And if you want to be a part of all the fun yourself, you can head on over to frontporchswingers.com and click on either of the Cassidy banners to receive 30 free days.
Nice. That's where we meet all our sexy friends.
Yeah, yeah. We take pants off with a lot of people from Cassidy.
Yes, we do. We have been pantsless with many Cassidy members.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Cassidy.
Yeah.
We also have another sponsor of the podcast, which is Partners ID. We've been talking about them for a few weeks now, and for good reason. They have beautiful pieces of lifestyle jewelry. I'll say they're definitely geared towards lifestylers because they have the international swingers symbol on them.
Yep.
But really, even if you're just looking for like a cool ass statement piece of jewelry, I would recommend Partners ID. Some of their stuff is just so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice quality. Like our black rings are absolutely the best quality black rings we've had.
Yeah.
By far, thus far. I mean, they're really solid. It's just really nice stuff. You've got a number of pieces that they're all very cool.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I wear them almost every day. So if you want to see what all the hype is about for yourself, you can head on over to partnersid.com. If you use our promo code at checkout, which is FPSPOD, that is FPSPOD, you will receive 10% off of your entire order.
Yeah, very nice. And we are working toward, we've got another partner potentially coming on board in the CBD oil space. It's a big deal. It's very popular. It's becoming more and more accepted, and I'm using it because I've got jacked up fucking joints from all kinds of injuries over the years, and it seems to be going in the right direction. So we'll be talking about that soon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had quite the week coming down from last weekend. I think we're kind of still recovering from how slutty we were last weekend.
Yeah, we had a lot of sex last weekend. It was an absolute blast. All weekend was just, it was nonstop.
It was a sex fest.
Yeah, it was nonstop. We had the opportunity to hang out with our good friends, which we'll talk about. You had a nice, naughty, slutty experience with Clint, which we'll also not talk about, tease a little bit. We're going to talk about that next week. We did talk about it on our Patreon bonus episode.
Yes.
We let some folks know that you were super slutty.
Well, they also are getting some behind the scenes info on our Patreon bonus episode. So yeah, check that out.
Yeah, for sure. It's very cool. I love those episodes because you don't like you don't censor me or anything.
No, you get to say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, because I'll say some dumb shit.
Say dumb shit. You just say whatever comes to your mind. And I'm like, whoa, like usually on these episodes, I'm like, Brian, you can't say that. Now I have to cut that out.
I don't know. I feel like
not on the Patreon episodes. You get to say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and I totally do, which is why I love those. I think we should do more of those.
Yeah.
I just get to throw up on the microphone. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I think we're recovering from last week. And last night I fell asleep at like 8 and I was fucking exhausted. And I slept till 7:30 this morning.
Yeah. We had gone out Friday night. We went and had date night Friday night to a couple of our favorite places. Saw some of our favorite bartenders and friends in the industry. And you were wearing no panties because you're so naughty.
And the shortest dress.
Yeah. We were just walking down the street downtown.
I was wearing a very slutty outfit.
Everybody's outfit is slutty in the summer here. Everyone's tits are out.
That's not true.
Sure it is. Everybody's tits are out. Just so happens that your dress skirt was super short and you had no panties on.
Yeah.
That's all. And your ass kept getting stuck to the bar stool.
Yeah, because I had no panties on.
pretty funny stuff. And we actually had dinner. We had dinner at one of our favorite places, a really nice place. And of course,
dressed like that.
Totally dressed like that. It was great.
Oh, man.
And I'm, of course, perving and feeling on you the entire time.
Yeah, you're like reaching around and grabbing my ass and like pulling my dress up on the side to grab more ass. I'm like, Brian, what the fuck are you doing?
It was fun. We had a good time.
Then we came home and had super hot sex. We moved a couch into our room.
Yeah, from the studio.
We'll talk about today why we did that.
Yeah.
But that has been the best decision we've ever made. We've had so much fucking hot sex on that couch.
Yeah, we moved the couch in for last weekend's adventures and just left it there. We bought this vintage couch to put in our studio instead of the chairs and kind of rearrange some stuff. So we were using the couch. Like, if any of you have seen our YouTube videos, please check those out. They're awesome. The couch is in them. We're sitting on the couch instead of the chair. And we moved the couch into our room so we could play with our friends, and we just left it there because it's super hot. And I was skeptical because it's an old vintage couch.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure it was going to take that kind of abuse.
You thought we were going to break it.
Yeah, and sure enough, it's fucking sturdy. It's steady as a rock, that thing. So yeah, it's in the bedroom and we're having a great time on it. It's like my new favorite thing.
Me too. It really is. You always are sitting on it and you're like, come over here and suck my cock. And I like crawl over to you on the couch. I fucking love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Now, of course, I have to change the studio around again for some new stuff we're doing. So we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, the couch can stay put.
The couch can stay, for sure. Got to figure out what to do with everything else.
Yeah.
So, it'll be fun. Anyway, but yes, super slutty weekend. You were done, dead to the world yesterday at 8 o'clock. It was over, but it was a long work week. We have a lot going on professionally this time of year, so it was just a long week. I was wiped out too.
Yeah, but I think today needs to be a super slutty day. I actually have some plans for you.
I know you do. I know you do, because you're not.
Surprises.
Well, today's Sunday. It's our day. We don't always record on Sunday morning. It's very early in the morning. We normally don't do that. We like do it during the week so we could just do whatever we want on Sundays.
It's our one day together.
So we'll be doing brunch and brunch cocktails and probably seeing some of the usual suspects out today. Probably won't have any panties on.
You don't know that.
I got a pretty good idea. And so there'll be some naughtiness for sure today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last Sunday was off the chart.
Last Sunday we had sex so many times.
Yeah.
We put some of the details of that on our Patreon too. But we had sex like 6 times in one day. And then I had sex with Clint. And then I had sex with you again.
Yeah, it was. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll get into it as we talk about our party last weekend. But it was literally the first, really the first time you were legitimately sore. Like you could not have any more sex.
Yeah, not just my body, like my pussy was sore.
You were super fucking sore.
Like to the point that the next day I woke up and texted you and was like, it hurts to sit on the couch right now.
It was a crazy weekend. Crazy, but so fucking hot. Anyway, we'll talk about our friends and then we're going to save the Clint episode for another time because there's a lot to unpack with all of this.
Hell yeah.
It was crazy.
And I'm so excited to talk about this interaction we have with this couple because
we love them.
It was a blast.
Yeah, they're such good people. Well, let's talk about the single guy tip of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So because of what's happened this past week, it's been a really interesting week with single dudes for
it's
us.
It's been a very frustrating week.
Yeah. It's almost like we've gone back in time. Like with some of these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
there's been a lot of regression happening.
Yeah, like their behavior has just kind of, just gone backwards. It's fucking unbelievable. Like, well, let's talk about the first guy. The one who you had corresponded with a couple times. Not from Cassidy, but from our BDSM kind of site where we have a profile. This guy started out relatively normal and then out of nowhere, like just sent you a cock pic in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? You woke up to a picture
of
his cock.
No, this is the same guy that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
The one that's presumably married. I said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
He sent a cock pic. Hey, just want to make sure you know what you'd be missing out on. I said, are you fucking kidding me? And then I actually didn't block him. I thought that I did. I just erased the thread.
Right.
So I wake up a few mornings later to just another fucking cock pic.
Yep. Random cock pic. No words, no nothing. Just a picture of his cock. You're like, you're not going to believe this. So, I mean, you talk about fucking just stupid, childish behavior. That is the behavior of someone who was clearly like just lashing out. Like a married guy. I'm not getting any pussy at home. So I'm just going to show everyone my cock because I need some attention.
Well, I think it's even more than that. I think it was a sign of serious disrespect to me.
Oh, it's terrible.
I don't think he gave any shit whether I wanted to see it or not. He just was a disrespectful prick, and I want him to just go away forever.
Well, so you blocked him.
So finally. I did block him.
Yeah. So then you're reached out to again by another guy.
Right.
also from the same site. And we've had great results from that particular site. It's where we met Clint.
So it's where we've met Clint, and we've met some cool guys from there, but yeah. I will say 90% of the time it's horrible communication.
Well, let's be clear. It is a BDSM fetish site, which of course we play in the BDSM world, so we have that connection. And I think guys get on there a lot of times because they think incorrectly that it's going to be an easy way in to the lifestyle, like with a couple or whatever, because people really do correlate BDSM strictly with sex, and that's not the case.
Right.
So I think there's a misconception there. We can talk about that another time. However, this fucking genius, he reaches out to you. You have a relatively normal conversation with him, right?
Yeah.
There's no face pics that he doesn't have any face pics on his profile, which is always a little bit of a red flag. If you're a single dude and you're looking for, you know, for some fun, you shouldn't have a problem putting your face on any site. If you're single, it shouldn't matter. He didn't do that, but you did correspond with him through Kick.
Right.
And he sent you a picture of his face and all that kind of stuff. You thought he was good looking, so you had a nice correspondence.
Right.
And then things take a left turn. Right. Right? He's like, let's meet out at this shitty restaurant, and then we can go back to my hotel in the hot tub. Okay, here's the fucking problem. First of all, he's a guy from out of town. In our state, supposedly lives in a town not too far from us, but he's here all the time on business, right? Air quotes, business. Okay, so right away, we're already questioning whether or not you're single, okay?
Right.
That's instantaneous red flag. Then you want to go to a place, which sucks, by the way. We're not going to say which one. It's bullshit chain restaurant, one of the few that we have in our town, next to all the hotels because it's close to the airport. He's clearly here on business. So he wants to go someplace where he can walk from his hotel
right
to the restaurant because he doesn't have a car. He's here on business, right? Probably no rental car. So we know that right away. And you're like, you tell me this. I'm like, no, absolutely not. If he's going to meet us, he's going to get a fucking Uber. He's going to meet us someplace respectable downtown, and he'll make the fucking effort if he wants to, you know, play with you. So you threw that out to
actually, him. What you said is he'll make the effort if he wants that sweet ass.
That's probably more like what so I said. Hard. Yeah, like you're going to make, listen, single guys, if you're fucking listening, don't fucking phone it in, man. You know, I mean, we first of all, don't assume that we would go to someplace like that, hang out at some fucking hotel, hot tub, lobby, bar. Get the fuck out of here with that. You know, we don't even, there's so many other options where we live for entertainment. That's not what happens. You know what I mean? You should really be a little bit more cognizant of who you're dealing with and, you know, and what you're trying to achieve.
Well, what I told you is that as a single person, you should allow the couple to dictate what happens and what, especially considering we live here. Allow us to come up with the plan to say, yes, we're going to go to this crappy restaurant for a drink and then you're going to come back to my hotel and we're going to get in a hot tub. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, yeah, you don't get to call all the shots here, dude.
No, you get to call
we
none.
We haven't even fucking met you.
Yeah, you call none of the shots. Well, and we should say, we should back up. Prior to even that piece of the conversation, he asked if you wanted to meet him alone without me first.
Right.
Yeah, that's single guy tip number fucking 001, assholes. You don't get to meet the hot wife without the husband or the significant other. And even if that's something that they do, you don't get to ask that question.
No.
That's a red flag. Listen, you're not going to meet some random dude you don't know and that we haven't met yet. There's a safety factor involved. This isn't a trust factor. This is a safety factor.
Right.
You know, I mean, the whole idea is at some point, if it works out, for you to have sex with this person. So it's not about trust. This is safety. I don't fucking know you.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So again, just, you know, use your head, be cognizant that there are some rules to go by, you know, and that's clearly one of them, at least for us. Listen, if that's
it's
your
like
thing,
it's like our one rule.
Yeah. If that's your thing and some folks play in that space, that's fine. I get kind of the excitement and the mystery of it. Okay, fine. For me, I come from a different world. I don't trust anybody that way and I'm not going to allow that to happen. We're not going to do that. So again, it was the shitty restaurant and then the hotel fucking hot tub thing.
So I come up with another plan. I come up with a plan of a place nearby that we really like.
Yes.
That's a nice place. And I say, you know, we can still meet you at the same time, 8 p.m. Does that work for you? He said, yes. And I said, okay. And just as a side note, I want to reiterate that you are a single man, correct? You're not a married dude. You know, we're going to sniff that out very quickly. I think what I said was, my man's basically a human lie detector. He is going to look at you and ask you if you're married, and he's going to know very quickly whether or not you're full of shit. So I just want to make sure we don't waste each other's time.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't bullshit us, because I don't want to get someplace and embarrass you, because I will.
And he was like, no, I'm single. You know, I haven't been with anyone in 3 months, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes, you know, but all of a sudden, you know, I feel like this conversation's becoming very presumptuous. It's, you know, you're making it sound like we're for sure gonna fuck. And I'm not sure if I'm super comfortable with this. And I'm like, presumptuous? You're the one that asked us to come back to your fucking hotel hot tub, you dumbass.
Yeah, so right away it's all of a sudden, well, maybe this isn't right for me kind of thing. Yeah, it's not right for you because you're fucking married and you know I'm going to call you out on it the minute you open your mouth.
Yeah.
So again, you know, just be genuine. If you're married, tell people that. There are some people who don't mind.
Yeah, we're not two of those people, but there are people out there. Yeah,
well, you got a better shot of being honest than rather than go someplace, meet a couple, only to find out that you are married and have them get pissed off because you've wasted their fucking time, which is exactly what would have happened, and I would have embarrassed you. So you don't want to do that. That's just not a good plan.
Right.
You know, so just be upfront. You know, if you're married, say that. Hey, I'm married. My relationship sucks. I fucking fool around when I'm on my business trips. This is my MO. If you're cool with that, great. I mean, someone's going to bite if someone's interested, you know? We're not those people.
Right.
You know, and we made that clear. You made it clear. So he obviously crawfished. It was like, this maybe isn't for me. And I've never really done the couple thing.
I'm feeling really pressured right now. I'm like, bitch, nobody pressured you except to admit that you're fucking married.
Yeah. The only pressure you got was when you said to him, make sure you're not fucking married because we're going to sniff it out real quick. And that's when you felt the heat, started to sweat probably. Was like, fuck this. So, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. A lot of these single guys, man, they think it's a great idea in theory. Oh, I'm going to hook up with a couple. I'm going to get to bang this hot wife. In practice, not so much because it's not that simple. You know?
Yeah. So, well, a couple lessons. Like I said, make sure that you're allowing the couple to kind of steer the ship. They have to feel comfortable with what's going on.
Yes.
In terms of where you're meeting and the logistics of all of that. That has to really be on the couple, in my opinion. It really should be on the woman.
For sure.
And the other piece of that is fucking be honest. We're going to know eventually if you're not who you say you are. And then it's going to be really fucking bad for you.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. It was really just a shitty experience, unfortunately, with single guys, you know, kind of in general this week. And then we want to give a shout out to Wine and Whiskey, our friends, right? They're a part of our group, and they had a single guy interaction that they were really excited about. Like, it was their first single guy meet, right? They were meeting a single guy for the first time.
I think it was their first ever.
Yeah, jumping into the hot wife space. They were really excited about it. And apparently they met with this guy. So this is single guy tip of the week right here, by the way. Met with the single guy who apparently did not shut up about himself the entire time. Didn't really have much else to say, had very little conversation, I guess. It was really, just wasn't very interesting.
Pretty full of himself.
Pretty full of himself. So, single guy tip of the week, have some fucking conversation. You're going to meet a couple. You're going to interact with a couple on a date. You should have some verbiage. You should have something to offer the conversation other than whatever it is that goes on in your world. You know, ask questions, be inquisitive, be complimentary. Open up a line of communication with both the male and female of the couple. Don't get consumed with everything about yourself.
Right. You're not that fucking special.
You're certainly not going to be that interesting. So, you know, you're there to meet and greet. Get it. Hopefully there's a connection. They have to know a little bit about you for sure, but you certainly want to know about them and give them an opportunity to share some of that stuff with you.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about sitting down with a single guy that we click with is when you and he have a similar interest and you can just sit and talk about that for 10 minutes. And it doesn't have to always be a sexual thing. It doesn't always have to be a hot wife, stag, bull situation. Right. You can just be like two fucking people connecting about something.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing with us, with Clint and with Matt. You know, particularly, I have conversations with those guys about a number of different topics, zero to do with sex or with your relationship with them.
Right.
We just bullshit about like normal, regular stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you can't do that, like we talk about it all the time, if I'm not able to have a conversation with you over a drink, sitting at a bar, just bullshitting, there's no way they're fucking you.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to be able to do that. So single guys out there, don't make that same mistake. Don't get so consumed with everything you're all about you. It's not all about you. You've got a couple sitting there. You know, you want to be entertaining, but certainly you want to be interested in them as well. So sorry about that, Wine and Whiskey. Hopefully the next one goes better.
That was a lot of tips.
Yeah, hopefully I'm trying to be helpful.
Someone was taking some notes or something.
I'm trying to be helpful because some of these guys are just fucking wearing me out. You know, there's some that take huge leaps forward and do really well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's some that stumble.
Yeah.
You know, it really is too bad.
It's frustrating. Yeah. I was frustrated this week. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, you were like, fuck this guy and his cockpicks. I'm done. I can't even anymore.
I was like, I'm signing out of my kick. And you're like, you can't do that. We have other kick groups. I'm like, I'm fucking over it.
It's ridiculous. Like, listen, man. Well, here's the thing, right? And I feel, well, let's say this. We had this conversation. First of all, back to the guy with the hot tub and the fucking shitty restaurant. You know, if you're legitimately a single guy, okay, you're legit. You're a single guy. You're coming into town from another town, same state, but another town on business. And according to him, he does it often. So if your thing is, I don't really have time for a real relationship. It's not working for me. I want to get into the hot wife space with a couple. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to play when I'm out of town because, you know, I want to find a regular playmate in the town that I travel to quite often. It is a lot more difficult for you to do that with a single person. Like the odds of you, especially where we live, it's basically 3-to-1 men to women. The odds of you being able to find a single woman willing to play by those rules. Oh, I'm just going to fuck you when I come in town and, you know, I'll give you a call when I'm in, you know, on my way, you know, that kind of thing. That's virtually not going to happen. With a couple, you've got a much better shot, especially with a couple like us who's real. He even said to you in his text message, no one's ever taken him up on his offer before.
Right.
And well, now we know why.
Yeah.
So, you know, be genuine. And if you want this opportunity, you've just got to, you know, you got to be a fucking real person. Like, be normal.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. We have to get to our interaction this week because I cannot wait any longer to
okay,
talk
go ahead.
About it. It was so fucking hot. So we're calling this couple Jessica and Roger.
Yes.
As in Jessica Rabbit and Roger Rabbit.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Because this woman is built exactly like Jessica. Apparently, we have a thing about sexualizing cartoon characters.
Yes, we do.
Because we had Betty Boop, and now yep. we have Jessica Rabbit.
Well, if Jessica Rabbit were real, a real person, this would be her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes, she's super fucking hot.
Yes, she is.
So anyway, they've been friends of ours for a while. We play with them once in a great while, but honestly, we don't get to see them very often because they're super fucking busy.
Yeah, they have a family, they have a business, and they're very busy. It's difficult for them to get away, but when they do, we've talked about this. We've spent as much vanilla time with them as we have play time with them.
Oh, for sure.
We had the opportunity. They were very gracious and asked us to spend New Year's Eve with them. We spent their anniversary with them
yeah.
for dinner, and there was no play time.
No.
We were just two couples having dinner and drinks, and we really enjoy their company. They're a lot of fun. Even when we're out, they're flirty and sexy, and they're just a lot of fun. So we had the opportunity this time. Of course, we have an empty house. We wanted to host a dinner party.
Right.
Which is what we did. I went completely overboard, as
usual. Way overboard.
But it was a great fucking time.
So yeah, I mean, we're going to the grocery store, we're going to the liquor store, you go to the grocery store again the next day. I mean, you're planning like a freaking 17-course meal for these people, which is really gracious of you, but I'm like, what the fuck? So, and I worked all day the day that they were coming, so you literally had to do it all.
Yeah, well, I also had yard work to do. I wanted to get the backyard looking right. I got the fire pit work, you know, cleaned out because we had used it before and got everything, you know, everything just set the tone because we had beautiful weather. I figured we were going to spend some time outside.
Right.
So everything was 100%. Then, of course, I had to go to the butcher shop. I had all kinds of shit I had to do. I had to prepare this meal from soup to nuts. It was appetizers to dessert. I mean, the whole thing. I had to go to the liquor store again because I forgot something. I spent the entire fucking day cooking is what I did. And I made short ribs as part of the meal. So that had to braise for, you know, 3.5 hours. So I had I had a lot going on.
Yeah, you did. So I get home from work. I get all sexy. They come over and
I'm still cooking.
Yeah. But quickly after, we all sit and eat your freaking 17-course meal with cocktails and wine and the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
and
we
then
had
we sat in the backyard. You started a fire and we had dessert cocktails, which was amazing.
Yes.
And I will say, like, our time with them, one of the reasons I love them so much in terms of like our interaction with them is we can sit and talk about, it's like the single guy thing. We can sit and talk about anything.
Yep.
We talked to them about their whole business venture for probably 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and then we moved on to talking about, you know, travel that they have coming up and, you know, their kids and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
It was not sexual in nature until much later in the evening.
Yeah. We hadn't seen them in a while, hadn't really had any time to spend with them. So we had a lot of time to catch up on what's happened basically all summer long. It's spring and summer. We hadn't seen them in a while. Was it I don't even remember the last time we saw
them. April.
Yeah, I mean, it had been a while, whatever their anniversary date was. So since then, we have had very little kind of communication with them other than, you know, digitally and you know, texting back and forth. But yeah, it was just a normal dinner party with another couple for the most part.
Yeah.
Just with a tremendous amount of food and drinks, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a good time.
So, oh, I will also say, so one of the considerations we had with this couple is they are a same room couple.
Right.
And we have kind of discussed at this point that, like, when we're all crammed on a bed, all four people on a tiny little bed, it's difficult for both of us. Yeah. I have the attention span of a child.
Yes.
So multitasking and trying to watch you and suck a cock or and get fucked or whatever, it's a lot for me. It's like, yes, overload. I'm almost not equipped for it.
For me, it's difficult too because I'm distracted by you. So I want to make sure I'm focusing on the person I'm with, which it's only just the right thing to do. Although I want to be able to experience, you know, what you're doing, whether it's actually seeing it or hearing it. For me, if you're right there, difficult for me to concentrate on the gal I'm with. It just makes it difficult.
Yeah. So what we decided to do is like, well, how can we come up with a solution? We talked about like moving an air mattress into that bedroom. I'm like, that is going to be the most white trash thing ever.
What we talked about was bringing in our other bedroom, bringing in the mattress from that spare room into our room. So, but you know, awkward, just too awkward. Wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, it would have been fucking weird. Like, they would have walked in, we would have had a normal bed and then a fucking, like, chintzy-ass bed on the floor.
Yeah,
like, weird. That just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, frat house, you know, frat party style. Yeah. So, yeah, so what we did was we just converted the studio again, put the club chairs back in the studio, put the couch that we had bought for the studio into our room. And when I say couch, this is a two-cushion sofa. It's more of a love seat, a little bit larger than a love seat.
Right.
And it's probably every bit of... it's probably 50 or 60 years old. It's been redone and, you know, refurbished, but it's the bones are about that old.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So we put that in our bedroom, and we have a huge bedroom, so we got plenty of space for it. And so we thought, okay, we can maybe have two separate kind of play areas within the same room.
Right. That was the plan.
Yeah. Yep. That was the plan.
So we go back to, you know, having cocktails and hanging out with them in the backyard.
Well, but at some point you snuck upstairs. And you lit candles in the room. Yeah, naughty pants. Like, you just...
How presumptuous
you presumed that this was going down.
Maybe so, I am presumptuous. Maybe the single guy was on something.
You may have been right. So, yeah, you set the room up really... I mean, because we have a bunch of candles up there. You lit a bunch of candles, got a mood going.
I was 95% sure we were going to be fucking this couple.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hopeful anyway. So, yeah. So, you had it all set up already. So, when you were like, should we... All, well, we actually moved into the inside because it got a little chilly outside.
Right.
And we were all kind of hanging out on the couch.
Right.
And you and Jessica started kind of touching each other a little bit and being flirty.
Well, we were talking about boob jobs.
Yes.
She has beautiful augmented breasts.
Yes, she does.
They are very large and very beautiful.
Yes, they are. I had such fun with them.
So, we were talking about her breast augmentation and I was kind of asking some questions. And then Roger decided that he was going to pull up Jessica's top.
Yes.
And was like, well, why don't you feel them for yourself? Because I was always like, you know, I felt fake tits before that are like rock hard.
Well, you felt hers, but it was a long time ago.
No, I have felt, what I'm saying is before then, I had felt fake tits before that were too hard.
Yes.
They felt like rocks inside of your body. And I'm like, that's not sexy to me. Like, I don't know why anyone would do that. And he was like, well, hers are very, you know, soft and they almost feel natural. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, why don't you come feel for yourself? So I'm feeling on them and they are great. They're not rock hard.
No, they are not.
They're amazing.
They're awesome. I can testify.
So I'm feeling on her tits. And then he says something about, her nipple sensitivity is still great too. And I was
She said they're always hard. Their nipples
are really
hard.
Okay. And he's like, why don't you test it out? And I was like, okay. So I start licking on one of her nipples. Of course, it perks right up.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was fun. I have never played with tits that large before.
They're awesome.
And they were amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm feeling all over, sucking on her nipples. Then I kind of start kissing on her neck a little bit. And she starts kind of moaning. Mm-hmm. And then I say, was I the one that was like, I think we should go upstairs?
Yes, because you knew the room was already set up. I'm thinking, oh, okay, whatever, let's go.
So we go upstairs. And
I went upstairs first. I walked up the stairs first. Because
you
did? Yeah. Well, I went up first thinking, I better make sure the room was 100%. I walked in. I'm like, holy shit. It's like Sorry, when did she do this? You know, the room was lit up with candles and there's lube and condoms. Like, oh, okay, she got me. She beat me to the punch. So yeah, it was all set, all good to
go. Yeah, I even put out lube packets instead everywhere. Of like the pump. So it was like really easy to just grab and apply.
Yeah, you had it everywhere.
I was thinking ahead.
You sure were.
So we get up there and all I remember is immediately dropping to my knees and taking off Roger's pants and starting to suck his cock.
Yes.
And Roger is not a small man in any way, shape, or form. He's, no, he's a big dude. Like 6'7" or something.
Yeah.
And he also has a very large cock.
Yes.
Like almost to the point of like, I'm not always sure how I'm going to take it.
Well, so
it's that big.
And what was happening was you at this point, you and he was standing you on your knees at the foot of the bed.
Right.
And Jessica and I were on the bed. She had sat on the bed. I got undressed. I undressed her. And then she had laid back on the bed and I went down on her right away. And you're off to my right at this point, you guys. So I can see you and her heads. And we're sideways on the bed, we should say.
Right.
And then at some point, you guys made it over to the couch.
Yes.
That's where you guys started. And I thought, oh, wow, the couch. Perfect. This is going to work out great.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Well, I led him over there. I was like, you guys have the bed and he and I will take the couch.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he... pretty quickly. I mean, he was kind of feeling on my pussy a little bit. He went down on me for a very, very small amount of time.
Right.
But I think we both really wanted him to fuck me.
Right.
So it did not take long for that to happen.
No, it was, we were Jessica and I still on the bed. I was, you know, licking on her. And of course I'm feeling her tits. They're awesome. Just having a great time. She's, you know, moaning and she sounds so sexy. She smells so good. Tastes so good. We're playing. We're having a good time. And you guys are off behind us, just, you know, I don't know, 6-8 feet behind us. And it's dark. There's candles, but there are shadows everywhere. So I can't really 100% tell what was going on. It looked like at one point you were kind of laying sideways on the couch and sucking his cock, maybe.
Yeah.
And after that, it's kind of blurry because my face was buried in her.
Yeah, so. We're both kind of going down on each other on the couch a little bit.
Right.
And then he makes it pretty obvious that he's going to start fucking me.
Right.
So he grabs the condom, puts it on, bends me over. So my head is now like hanging off the back of the couch.
Right.
With my head hanging off the edge.
And fortunately, behind the couch is our bay windowsill. So you're able to lean on that. It's like a big shelf, like a big seat.
Right.
So you can, you've got some place to brace yourself on there. Yeah. Otherwise, that couch would have been on the floor.
Probably.
100%.
So he's fucking me like that from behind. And holy fuck, it was amazing. And it hurt. He's large and he just kept saying like, oh, you just got to breathe through it.
Yeah, just tough it out. You'll be
fine. Know if that's a thing, but
okay, whatever.
But he did start very kind of slow with me and then he like really started picking up. And by the end of it, I mean, he's just like ramming into me as hard as he possibly can. It was fucking hot.
At some point, you kind of reversed positions. You are now facing him on the couch, right? Because she and I had moved slightly. We were, you know, she sat up on my lap. Like, I got on the bed. I think she was sitting on my lap. She was stroking my cock. We were making out a little bit. And I'm all over her tits because they're awesome. And then you guys started moving around. I thought, well, we better move because it looks like they're going to come over here. So she and I moved to the head of the bed and you guys were kind of at the foot of the bed.
Right.
And I think you were on your back at that point.
Yeah, he was fucking me. He was on top of me, fucking me.
Yeah.
And what were you guys doing during all this?
So we're now, she is now sitting like, I'm up, I'm sitting Indian style. I'm like, I'm up against the headboard and she's sitting on me, kind of riding me and kissing me. We're kissing each other and all that good stuff. And then you guys were moving around. You guys were trying to find your footing because again, you know, we're on a one bed, all four of us. It's a little weird. And so I kind of scooted my feet into me so they weren't on top of you guys.
Right.
And when I did that, it kind of moved her position. And then she just got up and laid sideways with her head in my lap and started sucking my cock. So when that happens, you guys are now, he's got you bent over. You're on your stomach on the bed. So I'm getting this show 100%.
Right.
While she's sucking my
ass up in the air, getting fucked from behind by Roger.
And we need to say, the last time that we were with this couple, we played in a hot tub. So there are certain things that I didn't get to experience that we didn't get to experience with them necessarily. Me, certainly with Jessica. And she did not suck my cock the first time. It just wasn't applicable based on where we were. Unbelievable. Like she was
like super good.
Yeah. She was so into it. It turned me on because she was so into it. So I got to watch you guys while she is just devouring my cock.
Was she like deep throating it?
Yes, licking my ball, squeezing my ball. She was. It was so awesome. So this is going on for a while because you guys are having at it.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of moving you around from position to position, and she's sucking my cock, and then it becomes very obvious that she's not going to stop. Because I'm feeling all over her and I'm kind of moving around a little bit, but she's...
Like letting her know that you're going to come soon?
Well, no, like I was kind of position her to fuck her.
Yeah.
But she was moaning and just... she was not going to stop. And I thought, holy shit, she wants me to come. Like that's like clearly what's happening. I'm not going to be rude and stop her. That's for sure. So we just kept on watching you guys. And eventually... I just kind of moved her hair and was rubbing her on her, or just kind of caressing her, letting her know this is what's about to happen. And I kind of moved my cock out of her mouth to come, and she put it back in her mouth and just rubbed it all over her face. I mean, it was the hottest fucking thing ever.
So like came all over her face?
Yeah, she was, it was all just like rubbing my cock on her face. I'm like, oh my God, Jessica Rabbit just let me come on her face. Like that was the hottest fucking thing. So... she's just kind of laying in my lap, so a minute, hot. Sucking my cock. And she moves up to me and she kind of lays on me with her back. Her back is to me now. So she's laying on me, rubbing my legs. And I'm just, you know, kind of massaging her breasts and feeling all over. And we're now watching you guys.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Well, and I didn't realize that you guys were watching us. So, I mean, he and
it's kind of dark.
We're pretty engrossed in one another. I mean, I can feel this like energy from him. Like he wants to be fucking me. He wants to be fucking me hard.
Yeah.
And he is. So I mean, yeah, first he's on top of me and fucking me, and then he turns me over and he's fucking me that way. Then I think my favorite is this is when I finally noticed that you guys were watching us, is he was laying behind me. We were both laying on our sides.
Right.
And I am now facing you and Jessica.
Yeah.
And he's fucking me. He has my leg up, like basically almost over my head.
Right.
And he's fucking me on my side.
Right.
And I am now looking at you guys as you're staring back at us. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a show.
And Jessica says something about like, oh, she's limber. Right. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he's just ramming me like that. And that's the point. That was definitely the deepest he was fucking me, because he had this access to me.
Right.
And it was very painful and hot at the same time.
Yeah, you were moving around a lot, which tells me you were trying to find the right position, but certainly not, you were enjoying it. That was obvious, which was so fucking hot. It was crazy.
Yeah, but he was like punching my cervix a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. But what a fucking, just an amazing, like intense kind of scene, because we were basically, she and I she's laying in my lap. I'm leaning up against the headboard a bit. Her head's on my chest and I'm just feeling on her. She's rubbing on my legs and we're watching this like whole thing unfold. It was crazy hot.
It was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he fucked me for a while. I mean, he went and went and went, and he still didn't come.
Yeah.
And finally I was like, I asked him, are you going to come?
Right.
And he was like, probably not.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, oh.
It was super fucking hot.
It was great. But I always have this mentality of like, I want to make guys come.
Yeah.
But I think he's one of those guys that could go for like 3 hours.
Right.
Like I get that sense from him.
Yeah. Probably.
I wasn't prepared to have 3 hours of sex with him because he's so fucking big.
Well, fortunately, I'm sure they went home and did the same thing we did.
Oh, I'm sure they banged all night long.
Just like we did. Because by the time it was over and they, you know, we kind of all were relaxing on the bed, just laying around talking, we made our way downstairs eventually.
Well, no, but you're missing, because my favorite part was we all finish and he's kind of standing by the bed.
Yes.
And Jessica and I are once again touching each other. Like I'm like rubbing on her legs and she's kind of like rubbing on my neck. And like, it's just this very like, sweet kind of sensual moment between her and I, and it didn't even feel sexual.
Right.
It felt more like an unspoken thing. Like, hey girl, totally okay that, you know, you were just fucking my husband type of a thing, you know.
Right.
What I mean, like,
right.
Or that I enjoyed it.
Right.
And it was kind of that, I don't know how to describe it, it was just a really friendly energy transfer in that moment.
Well, that's the thing, we've experienced that where we've been with a couple, and because either yourself or I enjoyed it, or I should say either the male or female partner of the couple enjoyed it so much that the other partner got a little bit kind of like, yeah, they didn't expect it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's weird.
Yeah. Oh, it turns it. Yeah.
It makes gets the weird whole
interaction
fast.
Sour.
We were with a couple early on that the husband was really into you and the wife was picking up on it hardcore, and it got very awkward.
She did not like it.
No, it was very uncomfortable. So when there's a lot of that, mutual understanding and appreciation that makes things so much better.
Well, I think the real truth is this is a drama-free couple in every yes. sense of the word. Like yes. there's no weirdness between them whatsoever. No. And they are truly in this lifestyle because they love their other partner so much that they want them to experience that hotness.
Well, here's what I really appreciate about them. Not just because they're super fucking people and I genuinely like them. They are not entrenched in all of the bullshit drama that takes place in this lifestyle in our area.
Right.
They don't know. They know one other couple and right. we know that couple. They don't know anyone else outside of us and that particular couple.
Right.
And so they're not bothered with all the other bullshit. They don't know who likes who doesn't like who. None of that.
That never factors in. We never talk about it.
We never have those conversations.
Nope.
Which is really nice.
It's fucking refreshing because they're yeah. really the only couple we know that's like that.
Well, you
know
what they're I mean? Purists.
That is so removed from all yeah, of it.
They're purists. They are not interested in all that other bullshit. They don't have the time for it. They don't have the interest in it. And, you know, the truth is if you and I weren't involved the way we are kind of doing the podcast and doing all the things we do, we would be much of the same way because we're not drunk. We don't like the fucking drama. I fucking hate it. It's ridiculous to me. There are certain events, obviously, that you and I don't attend because I won't bother with that bullshit. And so talking with them and hanging out with them, I mean, it's just refreshing. They're just genuinely nice people who love each other and enjoy having really hot sex with other folks.
Well, I think my favorite thing about this couple is every time we're with them, even if it's a vanilla time, like at yeah. dinner or something,
yeah.
they remind me why I love being in the lifestyle because we can sit and we can talk to them about anything, literally yeah. anything. It can be completely vanilla or it can be like about, you know, us watching our partner get fucked by someone else.
Yes.
And there's no judgment. There's no weirdness. Like, right. these are people who truly understand us on a level that, like, very few people ever will.
For sure. And I really appreciate that about them. They never come with drama of any kind. It's just, hey, let's go have dinner. Or, you know, it's our anniversary. Let's go have drinks. And that's all it is. And if yep. it turns into playtime, then all the better. But if it doesn't, that's totally fucking fine, too, because I really enjoy their company.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a couple of good people. And without that... Without the drama piece, especially in our area, we've talked about this before. We're in a small rural area, and there's like two camps.
Yep.
It's like you're either with the Front Porch Swingers or you are not. And while for us,
which
fortunately,
is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, fortunately for us, the larger of the two groups is with us. There's a very small faction of people, at least to our faces, but at least there's a smaller group that doesn't necessarily want to interact with us because they're afraid to be outed because, you know, of course, they're fucking stupid. And then there's folks like Jessica and Roger who have no knowledge of any of this, which is really nice.
Well, they have knowledge of it. They know about the podcast and yeah. they know about all of like the stuff that we're doing.
Yes.
But they just don't care to deal with any of the bullshit.
No, none of the outside drama.
So they stay removed from it.
They know about the podcast. They know that we're talking about them, of course, but they've never even listened to it.
No.
It's just not their thing and they just want to do what they do.
Yep.
You know, which is perfect for us because we get to hang out with them and not talk about any of that shit.
Yeah, it's like removed from all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's nice. Really nice. Yeah, it really is. I enjoy them so much. They're great.
Yeah.
So we are going to see them again probably pretty soon.
Yeah, they're going to host at their house. We were trying to put something together with a couple of other like lifestyle friends to mm-hmm. meet up.
Yeah.
But the problem was it was very short notice.
Yeah.
And most of our other lifestyle friends don't live in our town. So they right. would have had to plan to travel here. So I don't think it's going to work out where we can actually put together like a party on such short notice.
Right.
But we're going to just hang out with them at their house and probably do something very similar there to what we did here.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of, you know, have dinner and drinks and just chill. So.
Yeah, for sure. And at some point, you know, because they did show an interest. They want to meet other couples and they want, you know, they're asked for our help because they, you know, they trust us and we're not going to put them together with people that are
not a good fit for them.
Yeah, we're right. not going to do that. So they really want to make that transition. So we're going to put something together when the time works out for everybody.
Right. So that was a hot experience.
It was. That was Saturday night. And so when they left, you and I were, first of all, they left about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You and I were immediately upstairs.
Yes.
Because I had to fuck you. It was so fucking hot. And we were having at it. And of course, we had had sex earlier in the day.
Right.
Then you had sex again. Obviously, we both, you know, you were with him. And then you and I had sex again. For a couple of hours, we probably didn't get to bed till maybe 4 o'clock, 4:30.
Yeah.
And got up early in the morning, not as early as we normally do, not 5:30 or 6, but about 6:30, 7 o'clock maybe.
Probably 7. I think we
wanted to get the day started. We were really going to kind of take it easy and just decompress and, you know, just kind of come down from all of that and just reconnect. And we got up. I made coffee. You got out of bed. I was like, I think I want to fuck her again. So right away, I saw the couch. I'm like, we should try this. So I was waiting for you to come out of the bathroom on the couch. Yeah. And we had sex again before we had
coffee. So you're sitting on the couch stroking your cock and you're like, I think I need to fuck you right now. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, on the couch.
So I crawl over to you and start sucking on your cock and on your balls. And then we had at it again for a very long time.
Yeah. And then by the time we looked up, it was like 9:30 now. So we wanted to get out of the house and do our shit, which we did, of course. And went and had a couple of drinks. We had lunch and it was really nice. Came back at some point because we wanted to hang out outside in the backyard. I made a couple more cocktails. We hung out in the backyard. And then we heard from Clint.
Yes.
Which, of course, we will talk about next week or maybe the subsequent week after. We'll see.
So, but, yeah, we'll save the rest of that because second half of our Sunday got very fucking naughty. And we're going to save that for a future
podcast. It got very naughty very quickly. I'll say this. There was sex in the backyard. There was sex by the fire pit. There was sex upstairs on the couch again.
Don't spoil all of
it. All of that before Clint even got here. So it was really fucking crazy.
It was
and
naughty.
The weekend ended with you having a very sore vagina.
Oh, yes.
So
stay tuned
let's say this. So sore, we didn't have sex Monday.
No.
You couldn't do it.
Never really happened.
Yeah, you're like, I got to tap
out. There's been like 6 times this entire year that we haven't had sex.
Yeah, you're like, I got to tap out. I just can't. It was so funny. You were so sore.
I was so sore.
Like, maybe you should put a bag of frozen peas on that.
I seriously considered it. I took a hot bath, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so very much more to come on our sexy Sunday experience with Clint. You'll hear about that soon.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't forget, check us out on Patreon. We are going to do our Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we put up a bonus episode. And what we do is we talk about stuff that we don't necessarily talk about on the episode, or at least we go into more detail. We really like to give our Patreon folks a little bit of a little extra info.
A little extra spice, too. Sometimes it's a little bit of extra naughtiness,
it is.
Which
and
is fun.
Like I said, you don't censor me and edit me, which is fucking great because I get to just spit it out.
Yeah. There's also some additional really fun bonuses on there. So you should check that out at patreon.com/frontporchswingers.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate the support from everyone. We have a new Patreon member on there that I want to give a shout out to, which is CJ.
Nice.
Thank you very much for your support.
Yeah.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, we are at FP Swingers, both on Twitter and Instagram. We would love for you to follow us there and keep up with all the fun shit we are doing or just stupid shit sometimes. That's a thing too.
Yeah. And you know, we are going to be, we talked about it this morning before we started the episode. We are going to be much more diligent about posting fun stuff. We just get so wrapped up in what we're doing. We just forget. Like, you know, we're going to go to brunch today. We're going to hang out and we'll take some pictures and post some shit. We just never remember to do that stuff. We're just so into like hanging out.
Yeah. We're going to get better about it for sure. Although, yeah. I mean, we're pretty consistent. We post probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, but like there's missed opportunities.
Yeah,
we miss
sure.
Like we didn't post anything really pre-weekend party.
No, we didn't. None of the food or the my dress or anything.
I was cooking in an apron only.
Yeah, I took a picture of that. You wouldn't let me post it.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Shh. Get out of here. I'm going to post it without your knowledge. You don't even look at our Instagram.
That's fair.
So yeah, you can follow us on social media. We also have a YouTube channel, which is Front Porch Swingers. We post some kind of more informational stuff, but it's not like dry, boring informational shit. So we would really appreciate if you would check us out there and subscribe to us there.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think, is that all we have this week?
Yeah, it's exploding. We're doing a video this week, so watch out for it.
Hell yes. As always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.